Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
The English We Speak.
Ah, Vera, it's great that you've come with me during our lunch break to do some shopping. I need to buy a suit to go to a wedding and I have to look very smart.
And I will make sure of that, Rob. Everybody says I have good taste. I've always chosen my husband's and my son's pyjamas and they look good while they sleep. Rob, I love that grey suit in the window.
Wow! It looks really smart, actually. It will make me look great.
Exactly. Let's go into the shop. You must try it.
The colour suits you, sir. I will see if I can find a smaller size so that it fits you perfectly.
You see, Rob, this salesman knows what he's talking about. He thinks it looks good on you, but he's right. A size smaller would fit better. And everybody in the wedding will think you are a powerful man.
Yes. Wait, Vera. This suit is not for me. I'm reading this label and it says it costs an arm and a leg.
An arm and a leg? This is terrible, Rob. It's barbaric. This is the 21st century, not the Middle Ages. And the salesman seems quite civilized. He sounded like a nice man who wouldn't demand your limbs.
Don't worry, Vera. I will keep all of my limbs. In English, when we say something costs an arm and a leg, we mean that it's very expensive.
So it is something people say, but it doesn't actually involve arms and legs. That's a relief.
Let's hear some examples while I get back into my old clothes.
I'd like to travel all over Europe, but the airfare might cost me an arm and a leg.
You have to pay a lot of money to give your children a good education nowadays. A place in a top university costs an arm and a leg.
So, what expression do you use when you want to say that something's very, very expensive?
You might say it costs an arm and a leg.
Yeah. Now, let's leave this expensive suit here and get out of the shop before that posh-sounding salesman comes back.
Good idea. He will look down on us, Rob. But I would pay a nail and an elbow for that scarf there. And that red dress over there. It might cost a foot and a knee. Oh, look at that handbag. It's a designer one and must cost an ear and a hand.
But what are you talking about, Vera? We only say an arm and a leg. Now, quickly, let's get out of here.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak.
From BBC Learning English.
That was a podcast of The English We Speak. For all the latest downloads and quizzes, go to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.